Welcome to Packet Pushers, the data networking podcast where real-life network engineers gather in the virtual conference room to chat about news, work life, and the next big thing coming to your data center. I am Ethan Banks, your host and network engineer in the trenches, taking a break from the command line to chat today with WAN optimization startup Infinetta. Haseeb Boudani, Vice President of Products, is with us. And, of course, as always is with us is Mr. Greg Farrell. And, Greg, how are you this week, sir?
I'm doing it tough. I am weary and it is long, but it's all worthy, is it not?
It is, of course. We do what we must. We configure the hardware. We send it out. We fix it when it's broken. And that is our calling. Haseeb, sir, it is very good for you to join us today. And we're going to do a little bit of an introduction of Infinetta, their product line, because they're doing something that nobody else is really doing. They've tapped into what they're calling hyperscale WAN accelerators. Haseeb, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and then introduce your product?
Sure. Gentlemen, first, thank you for having me on the show. I'm a huge fan, been listening for a long time. I mean, I actually follow all the podcasts every week very diligently. So I'm the VP of products at Infinetta Systems. What that really means is I'm the product manager here. I drive the vision for the product, how people use it, et cetera. What we've been doing at Infinetta is very unique. So we build the first hyperscale WAN optimization solution in the market. WAN optimization as an industry has been around for a long time. So myself, my boss, our CTO, we all come from various application delivery or WAN optimization companies. One of the things we noticed many years ago was that customers who were using WAN optimization for branch acceleration, for application delivery, what we call north-south application delivery, they started asking about replication traffic for backup traffic between data centers. How do we accelerate that? When we started hearing that a lot, we spent a lot of time looking at how do the existing solutions play out for those application types. And it turned out that there were fundamental differences in the designs needed for data center to data center acceleration versus branch to data center acceleration. That's where Infinetta comes from. So our focus purely is on data center to data center WANs, what we call hyperscale WANs. And the reason why we had to design something very unique and very different compared to the existing art out there, the applications are different, the throughputs required are different. We're talking gigabits versus megabits. The latencies are different. Sometimes the latencies could be very, very short versus a branch could be very far. And even the number of connections, et cetera. So there's enough differences that this requires a very dedicated solution to go address this problem.
Well, that's what's unique about Infinetta is that you're high performance. You're not WAN accelerating for 256K WAN circuits. You're accelerating for multi-gigabit pipes.
That's exactly right. So actually, the way we think about it is we start where the rest leave off. So our smallest box is in the gigabits. We're not selling any megabit boxes. We only focus on the big data center pipes. We only focus on, things like replication traffic, backup traffic, Hadoop traffic, VM traffic, et cetera.
And that's data center traffic as well. You particularly focus on traffic types for the data center rather than trying to be all things. Is it fair to say that that's just niche of the business, not trying to be all things to all people?
That's exactly right. And actually, interestingly enough, customers we talked to today, more often than not, they already have some WAN optimization solution, deployed from some other vendor for their branch application. And that's fine. They've solved that problem very well. And that customer is asking us, well, what do we do about this other link, this data center link? Because, the other solution doesn't work for my applications between data centers.
And if they do, it requires an extraordinary amount of financial resources to make it happen.
Right. I mean, you can have a stack of boxes and maybe you can solve that problem. I mean, we have seen cases where 3 years ago, when we started the company and we were talking to, new customers about, well, what do you need? Basically requirements gathering. I saw one scenario where a customer had 18 devices for one OC48. So they had 18 devices deployed for one OC48. 1.5 gig, 18 devices. That doesn't scale. I mean, if that customer needs four of those links, what are you going to do? You have to get a new data center just to deploy these boxes. That's not going to work.
So how does Infinetta address that then? So what's unique about your technology that makes that possible?
We figured out very early on that this is a unique problem. We need a unique solution. The classic approach to designing these kinds of products is you take a server, a Dell box, HP, you get the biggest x86 processor, you put in as much memory as you can, and get a nice big NIC card, and that's your server. You basically write software on it, and that's what you do. When you're designing a server, that's fine. That works very well. If you're doing low-speed networking, that's fine. But when you're talking about multi-gigabit networking products, you cannot take that approach. So the approach we took was the merchant silicon approach, which is tried and tested. There are many networking companies that have already recognized that building ASIC is bad, but that doesn't mean you go to software. You need merchant silicon. So that's the path we took. So we designed our own PCB, but everything on our board is merchant silicon. So the switch fabric is from somebody, the network processing is from somebody else. So the big feature in WAN optimization is what they call network deduplication. You find duplicates of data streams going on a link. That process is very intensive. What we did was we implemented the entire deduplication algorithm in hardware. So it's running in FPGA right now. What that means is it's software. We're writing the RTL for an off-the-shelf FPGA, but it's running in hardware. So it's clocked to run at 10 gigabits. And there is nothing out there that can scale to the speeds that we're talking about. I mean, the biggest box out there for deduplication is about, a gig and a half or something like that. Anything more than that, they need more boxes.
So three things then. What you're saying is, one, focusing on the protocols that are used by the data center gives your software a competitive edge. You're using merchant silicon to provide you speed to market and capacity because merchant silicon is very, very fast. And then the third thing you're doing is actually taking that software and implementing it very, very tightly integrated to the merchant silicon to get to 10 gigabit per second WAN acceleration performance.
Exactly.
Now, at the same time, the thing that you're not doing is you're not doing a lot of things that common lesser WAN accelerators are doing, let's say WAN accelerators that do less speed. You're not doing SIFS acceleration. You're not doing specific protocols like that. You're really focusing on more of the big stuff.
That's right. So SIFS, funnily enough, we do have a customer that happens to have some SIFS traffic on their WAN, and we are helping with that because SIFS happens to run TCP as well. Particularly in a branch environment, what others have done is they've built a SIFS proxy and they can cache files. Where we sit in an enterprise between data centers, typically we don't see that kind of traffic. We don't see a user sitting in a data center trying to pull a file from another data center. It's a very different problem to solve. So the protocols we tend to see more often are SRDF from EMC. We'll see a lot of SnapMirror. We see, TrueCopy, various things from IBM. So it's a wholly different use case. And those protocols, the ones that I just mentioned, they actually tend to run a lot better on the WAN than does SIFS, for example. I mean, SIFS has a fundamental problem in that it can only send 60 kilobytes of data before it needs an acknowledgement. Doesn't matter what the underlying transport protocol is. So SIFS is inherently designed to work at very, very short distances. Things like SRDF, they're not. I mean, as long as you solve the TCP problem very well, and the deduplication technology we have in the system, as long as we make sure that there's enough bandwidth available, SRDF works fine. We are looking at optimizations for those kinds of applications, Snapper, SRDF, et cetera, and all of those things are on our roadmap, but we're not going to turn around and go focus on SIFS or MAPI for email. That's not our business.
Okay, that sounds good. We got a pretty good idea of where your product is and how it's placed. Can you give us a quick mention of the name of your product, maybe your website, how folks can find you, and then I think we're going to get back together and do a deep dive in another show, right?
The product is called the Data Mobility Switch, the DMS. You can find more information about it on our website. It's infinetta.com, infinetta.com. You can, of course, find me on Twitter. It's Haseeb Adani, one word, and our sales information is on the website as well.
Haseeb, thanks a lot for coming on with Infinetta and sponsoring the show, and we do look forward to the next conversation because when we've been chatting back and forth, there's been a lot of very interesting things technically that you're doing that other people don't seem to have been able to do to fill up those big pipes, so looking forward to having a real technical chat next time around on the DMS.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. Looking forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks.